No investment is ever guaranteed. Sometimes you have to be strategic about what decisions you make at certain times in the year or during an economic event. Of course, the talk now is a recession looming? And you might be getting a little bit concerned about your investments and where you stand financially. Fortunately, we have Dr. Joseph Belmonte, an investment strategist and author of Buffett and Beyond, Uncovering the Secret Ratio for Superior Stock Selection, joining us again on DelAware. He'll be here to help us answer if it's time to play defense with our investments. Dr. Belmonte, thanks so much for joining the program again. Great to have you back.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, that's the big question. Is it time to play defense with our investments? I think I know how you're going to answer, but please.
Well, we were speaking about this the other day, and I had some friends over just the other day after the big 800-point drop in the Dow Jones, and we were speaking about defensive issues or defensive stocks, and the subject was people just getting into the market. How should they play it? And first of all, I said, well, I don't like to use that word play when you're talking about investing your hard-earned money.
Good
and
point.
The second thing is that when you think about a sport, let's think about boxing. When you go into boxing, one of the first things you want to learn is how to defend yourself, because if you can't do that, you're never going to get up off the canvas in order to do your offensive strategies.
Another good
so
point.
We like to be in defensive stocks all the time. The thing is that when we used to, or when I used to think about defensive stocks and I was learning the markets and people would mention defensive stocks, they were usually stocks that didn't go down as much as the market, and then when the market went up, they just forgot to go up. So I said, there's got to be a better way. And so it took me about 30 years to figure this out, but now that I've got it figured out, I look at these stocks, and we have good parameters on selecting stocks that have the fastest growing earnings and the most consistent growing earnings. And then from that group, we go back and we look at the 2008, the second half of 2008 and the first quarter of 2009 during that nasty, nasty recession when the market, as measured by the S&P 500, was down almost 50% at its low point. And we say, okay, out of these stocks that we just selected that are really growing nice and quickly and have been consistent, how did they do during that period of time? And what we've decided is that when we look at a stock, we want a stock that's adding value every day. So we have to think in our minds, we want value stocks, not value stocks the way they talk about it on television, but stocks that are adding value all the time. And last time you and I spoke, we talked about McDonald's and how McDonald's is selling food someplace every second of every day, and they're making a profit on whatever they sell.
Right.
So you have to be able to differentiate between price and value, because when the market goes down, as it did during that 800-point drop recently, that was scary. And everybody was just kind of selling and just throwing the baby out with the bathwater. But the defensive stocks that we talked about last time, and some of the stocks like Dollar Tree or Ross Stores, McDonald's, AutoZone and O'Reilly, and those are car parts stocks because people will buy car parts during a recession rather than buy that new car. They'll say, I'll hold off on that big purchasing decision because I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know if we're going to go from recession into depression. So we have conjure up all these worst case scenarios in our heads. But back to the stocks that are adding value every day, if we understand that the stocks that we select are recession resistant, then we can hold on to those stocks. And when that market fell 800 points as measured by the Dow, that was a 3% drop. And some of the stocks we talked about last time, like AutoZone and O'Reilly, well, AutoZone dropped 1% while the market dropped 3%. And I know this is a very short period of time. It was one day. But still, we look to those stocks, and those are the stocks that people are selling the least, and they're selling the high flyers the most. So AutoZone was down just 1% while the market was down 3%. And what about O'Reilly? O'Reilly was just down 1.1% while the market was down 3%. But then we have to look at it and say, how did these stocks do while the market was going up? And that's really the next segment of the question. And if we go back 5 years, and I just ran these numbers, the market's been up about 50% in the past 5 years.
Okay.
Well, Dollar Tree's up 70%. AutoZone was up 100%. O'Reilly was up 140%. McDonald's up 140%. Dollar General up 140%. There seems to be a theme there.
Yeah.
Around 140%, which is really just about triple what the market has done in the past 5 years. So if we look at the stocks and say we want stocks that are adding value each and every day, and if a recession hits, or as soon as people start speaking about that word recession, as was when the market dropped 800 points, then we want stocks or companies that people go to during a recession, and people will go to McDonald's rather than eating out at the high-end restaurants just because they are worried about spending too much money because of the unknown of the big D coming in. And I don't mean divorce, I mean depression, because that's what conjures up in our head. Once we hear the word recession, we think of the next step down. So you want companies that you feel safe with, that you don't have to worry about selling. And if you think about some of the cyclical stocks like the cruise lines, Royal Caribbean was down 75% during that 2008-2009 period. I can't see anybody holding on to a stock when it's down 75% and the market's down 40 or 50%. That's a hard thing to do. But if you're in a stock like McDonald's or AutoZone or O'Reilly that actually made money during that 2008-2009 period, then you can hold on to those stocks, and those are the first ones to come back as soon as people think about we're coming out of recession. As soon as the Federal Reserve says there's a brighter light ahead over when we look over that valley to the next mountain, because the market likes to look about 6 months ahead, and then all of a sudden people will come in and start buying the best stocks. And these defensive stocks that we've been talking about are the best stocks out there. So people will buy them first and they'll sell them last. And most of the time, they don't sell them very much at all.
Yeah. And I want to ask you about going with the theme of if we head into a recession and people will eat out less, but they'll certainly go for more value meals such as you can get at McDonald's, which, as you've so perfectly explained, is a value stock. What about grocery chains that are publicly traded, such as Albertsons or Kroger? Are those considered value stocks?
Well, we don't look at those stocks. I shouldn't say we don't look at them. We look at them every day. But the grocery chains, I have a little bit of a problem with, because there are other stocks out there, some of the ones we've been talking about, that have better growth than they do.
Okay.
And one of the things that I try to stay away from, and it was one of the first things I learned in college, hey, you got to diversify across every segment of the society out there. Mm-hmm. But if there's a segment of stocks that are not making as much of a profit as McDonald's is, that Five Below or Dollar General or AutoZone are, I want to stay with the stocks that are making the most profit on their products. And the grocery stores are in competition with one another. And boy, oh boy, they have those lost leaders out there where they'll sell something very inexpensive to get you in the store. And they call it a lost leader because they're actually losing money on it, but they want you in that store.
Uh-huh.
So we kind of stay away from things that are, well, Buffett calls commodity stock. And he doesn't mean the commodities like we think of, like gold and silver. What he's saying is that Albertson or Publix sell. They all sell it. And the only thing that they have to compete with each other is price.
Sure.
Because is one grocery store better than the other? Well, maybe it has better lighting, or it's a little cooler in the summer, and on. But other than that, I'm pretty much going to get the same products no matter where I shop or which of the big stores I shop at. So Buffett has a point there in that if you have a unique product and people demand it, then you have an area where you can even mark up the price at times, and the competition is not always there to compete with you like a can of peas. Well, what can of peas do I get? The one with the Jolly Green Giant on it, or somebody else's store brand on it, you know, the private labeling?
Yeah.
I'm not that fussy about peas, so I'll pick up the cheapest can, the
sure.
most inexpensive can.
Fair.
So we want products that people, and name brands, of course, and McDonald's has been around for a while, so they kind of have a little moat built into their pricing structure.
Got it. So you really are looking at just performance numbers, not so much thinking in terms of, well, it's a recession, people are scaling back some things that they would normally purchase. when things are going well, such as dining out. They're going to grocery shop more, but you laid out why that's not necessarily how you need to look at it. You really just need to look at the numbers for these stocks and their performance during those down times.
Yeah, number one is drop back to punt the ball is that, okay, which of the stocks that are growing the fastest and have the highest return on their equity and the fastest growing earnings? And then from that, we look to which are the defensive stocks. We don't say, hey, this stock is a defensive stock, let's buy it. We pick out the fastest growing stocks. And out of that group of stocks, there's maybe only 25% or 30% of that group that have done well during recessions.
We
look at the numbers and how they performed, and then we'll say, okay, I'd have this growth stock whether it was recession-proof or not. And so, okay, it's even better if it's recession-resistant because then I want to be able to sleep at night.
Perfectly explained, as I expected. My guest, Dr. Joseph Belmonte, he is an investment strategist, as you can tell. He's also authored Buffett and Beyond, Uncovering the Secret Ratio for Superior Stock Selection. Check it out at buffettandbeyond.com. I appreciate your time. Always good, solid information with respect to our portfolios. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.